First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Again, my name is Ken Heisey. Alongside of me, Steve Mahler. And we are financial advisors here at Heisey Advisory Group right here in St. Louis. We're here each and every weekend, and we're here to help give you more confidence in your retirement plan. Today's show, I think we got a great show. We're going to talk about estate planning. It's kind of that fifth cog of the wheel. We always talk about the need for the income plan, the investment plan, the tax plan, healthcare plan, and of course the estate plan. So we're going to focus on that one today. And as always, if you have any questions about today's show or any other questions about your retirement, just reach out and give us a call, 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400, or visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. Well, Steve, we've got a great show. We're talking about estate planning, and I thought maybe let's have a little fun. Let's talk about some of the maybe highly successful, popular names, people that you would absolutely would have thought would have had the wherewithal to have professionals on their team to have created legal documents and done some estate planning. But here we're finding out, most recently, Aretha Franklin.
I mean, just absolutely stunning when you look at not only some of the ones from the past, but some of the more recent ones like Aretha Franklin. I think her estate was worth somewhere around $80 million, and she died without a will. And so her estate is looking at paying the federal government something like $27, $28 million in taxes. Yow.
And really, I think why this is such an emphatic part of and so important part of our process is just last year there was a survey by Caring.com, and they found that only 4 in 10 adults have a will or a living trust. 64% of Gen Xers and 42% of baby boomers don't even have a will. And the number one reason they didn't have it was cited as didn't get around to it. I remember a guy by the name of Zig Ziglar. He was a motivational speaker, and he used to carry these little wood chips in his pocket, and they were called round to-its. And when you said you didn't get around to it, he would give you a round to-it, and now you can get around to it. But it's so important. Not only Aretha Franklin, Prince. Remember Prince?
I do remember Prince.
Very, very wealthy individual, had absolutely done no legacy planning, had no legal documents. And, when you start to look at it, the estate taxes are starting at, about 40%? So if you have over $11.8 million, the estate tax rates, that's a pretty hefty tax rate.
Yes, it is.
And then on top of it, if you have money in an IRA, that gets taxed for income tax, plus then you have an estate tax expense. I mean, it gets to be pretty pricey.
So to your point a minute ago, I mean, these are people that are making a significant amount of income, have accumulated a significant amount of wealth, and we know that all of these folks have entourages. They're loaded with attorneys, they're loaded with tax advisors, they're loaded with managers and other advisors. How is it that these people could have been so successful and accumulated all of this wealth, but yet never done some of the most basic things to protect the assets that they've accumulated. I mean, it's, I can understand why you know the folks that we deal with on a day-to-day basis who are not, you know, celebrities, they're not athletes, they're not movie stars, they're not entertainers, but these are people that are surrounded by professionals that were obviously giving them poor advice or no advice at all.
Well, unfortunately, even all of you that are listening, many of you don't have your legal documents in place. And I think a lot of the reason is either A, you're a do-it-yourselfer and nobody's really sat down to point that out, or B, you're working with an investment person that only thinks about investments instead of the holistic planning process. One of the very first questions that we ask when families come into the office is, do you have any legal documents? And if so, when were they last reviewed? These documents are critical. I mean, we can cite a number of people. Remember Chief Justice Warren Burger, Chief Justice.
I think he's a lawyer.
And he had a $1.8 million estate, but he had $450,000 worth of taxes that had to be paid at his death. Howard Hughes, $2.5 billion of assets. No will. No legal estate planning. It took 7 years in the probate courts. And then his assets ended up being distributed to 22 different cousins because he had no kids and he had no will. They had to follow the rules of probate. Leona Helmsley. This is a great one. I love this
Helmsley
one.
Hotels, yeah.
$12 million she left in her will to her dog named Trouble. she excluded two of her four grandchildren from her will, and those two children ended up contesting the will and actually ended up winning, and gosh, the poor dog only ended up with $2 million.
A lot of biscuits there.
But the bottom line is her plan, what she wanted as her distribution estate plan, was not adhered to because it was in a will and it was able to be contested. Joe Robbie, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, it took the team to two Super Bowls, had the stadium named after him. $47 million in estate tax when he died.
And lost the team.
The family had to sell the team. They lost the naming rights to the stadium. Everything he worked for his whole life was gone. And again, just want to reintroduce us. I'm Ken, and Steve's alongside of me. We're from Heisey Advisory Group. You can reach out to us with any questions at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or feel free to go to yourretirementhighway.com where you can download our Roadmap to Retirement Income report at no cost. So again, we're talking about a lot of these lifestyles of the rich and famous, so to speak, and some of the mistakes and failures that people with some extreme wealth have had. We actually see it day in and day out, a number of people that don't have legal documents. I think one of them is for people that have special needs kids, making sure that they have special needs trusts that are set up. That, I think, is an extremely important part that we see sometimes that people haven't gotten around to doing. And a variety of other things like beneficiaries.
Beneficiaries is so important. And it's why, and let me also just make the point so that everybody understands, we are not attorneys. We are not lawyers. We don't draft legal documents. But it's a big part of retirement planning. We pay attention to it. We ask the questions. We really dig to make sure that all of these things are in order. And if we find things that aren't, then we strongly urge and suggest and recommend that that our families go out and get these things taken care of. But beneficiaries, we find, oftentimes get either missed or they're not extensive enough. They might go as far as naming a primary beneficiary, but they miss the contingent beneficiaries. And if you don't name contingent beneficiaries, you may be leaving out your your kids, your grandkids, and that's probably not what you want to do.
Well, a huge part of asset transfer happens by beneficiary. And you don't need attorneys to set up beneficiary designations. Making sure, you know, all your life insurance policies, they have beneficiaries. All your IRAs, 401ks, all have beneficiaries. You want to make sure that you just don't put a spouse. You want to make sure you have your contingent beneficiary set up.
Absolutely.
And part of that setting up that process also involves making sure that you've updated your beneficiaries. I've actually paid a life insurance death claim to an ex-spouse. And I'll tell you what, the current spouse that just lost her husband, she was not a happy camper, but you know what? He didn't get around to it, and as a result, he didn't change or update his beneficiaries, and the ex-wife got the proceeds. So are you still spending time thinking about your retirement and your financial future? Are you wondering if you might run out of income in your retirement? Here we are at Heisey Advisory Group. We have our unique process, and we walk our families and we walk our clients through that, and we call it the Retirement Roadmap Review. It's a plan that my team and I built from scratch for each and every family that we meet with, and it meets their unique needs and goals for their retirement. We believe that there are five really important key areas that should be addressed when planning your retirement, and it starts with having an income plan. If you asked yourself, how can I retire and live comfortably without overspending so that I never run out of money? It's tough, so that's where we start. And we start at the income plan, and then we branch out and we look at investment planning because that needs to support your income plan. We look at tax planning. It need to have a tax-efficient plan. Healthcare planning, the second biggest concern of retired people is the high cost of healthcare. And then what we're talking about today, legacy and estate planning. We cover all five of these areas here at Heisey Advisory Group with our Retirement Roadmap Review. It's helped a lot of families over the years get into retirement, but it's also helped show them how to succeed through retirement. And if you've saved $250,000 or more, and you're ready to get serious about your retirement planning and even your legacy planning, whether you're already working with a financial professional, whether you just want a second opinion, or maybe you even haven't started yet, we're here to help. We can't call you. You need to call us, and call us now. For the first 10 callers today at 314-328-4400, we'll take you through the Retirement Roadmap Review. That's 314-328-4400. Just be one of the first 10 callers right now to get your personalized, complimentary Retirement Roadmap Review started. 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Call Heisey Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back. This is Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler from Heisey Advisory Group. And as always, we're here every week to help you through the process of retirement planning in order to give you more confidence in your retirement plan. We're talking about estate planning as part of the process today. And if you have any questions about that or any other retirement questions, feel free, reach out and give us a call, 314-328-4400. Or reach out to us at yourretirementhighway.com. Talking about some of the estate planning failures, Aretha Franklin's death recently kind of reignited that conversation with us. We have some posters that show estate planning failures. Aretha Franklin didn't have a will. Prince didn't have a will. Sonny Bono never had a will. There are a lot of people with extreme wealth that have done very well, very successful, and they never got around to preparing legal documents.
And people that would have definitely had the wherewithal because of their entourages. You know, how many of these professional athletes, movie stars, you know, professional musicians have entourages of lawyers and tax advisors that should have been directing them toward having these things in place? And that's what's so so incredible to me, is that these folks would not have had the basics of a will in place, which is why we spend so much time. We know how dramatic the impact of that can be, and it's why we spend so much time making sure that our families are addressing these issues. And, you know, we talk about this being estate planning and legacy planning, and legacy isn't just about what you leave after you're dead. Wouldn't it be nice if you've accumulated a lot of wealth that you know you're never going to spend it all, to maybe be able to put some things in place while you're living, to see your kids and grandkids enjoy some things while you're alive? So everybody thinks that estate planning and legacy planning has to do with when you're gone. That's not always the case.
And 42% of baby boomers don't even have a will, according to caring.com. That was a survey they did last year. And even without the legal documents, we talked about beneficiaries. A very, very simple part of your estate planning is really done under your control with all your beneficiary designations. It's one of the things that we do as we go through our process with all our families, is making sure that all their beneficiaries are in line. Not only that you have a primary beneficiary, but you need to have a contingent, because what if your beneficiary predeceases you? You need to have something in line for the next successor. And then you need to also be looking at, say, for example, if you're married and your spouse is primary beneficiary, you're probably putting your kids as contingent beneficiary. But then the question is, do you do it what's called per capita, or do you do it per stirpes?
And that's important, because if one of your children should predecease you, what happens then with what was going to be their proceeds from your death?
So let's define. Per capita means that if you have three kids listed and one of them predeceases you, the other two children get the distributions divided among them. If you have it per stirpes and one of your children predeceases you, their share goes to their children, which would be your grandchildren. And when we walk through this, most of you will tell us that you want that share to travel on down to the grandchildren so that you don't disinherit them. But when you go back and you look at all your beneficiary designations, you're going to find that most insurance agents that have put beneficiary designations on your life insurance probably haven't taken the time to have that conversation about the per stirpes bloodline. Your investment brokers probably haven't had that discussion with you. And I know many of you, if you checked your 401k plan, which is where most of your assets are residing if you're still working, most 401k plans don't allow for a per stirpes distribution, which is one of the reasons that we look at age 59 and a half. If you have in-service distribution opportunities, take advantage of it so that you can do your proper estate planning in your beneficiaries.
And I don't think we're trying to say that there's a right or wrong way, whether you do it per capita or per stirpes. It's just that you need to, it's an individual decision, but you need to have the ability to make that decision. And that's a great point about the 401ks, is you generally cannot make the per stirpes designation inside the 401k. So getting it out gives you that flexibility.
And a real issue is you know, dealing with your own mortality. I can cite an example. My sister, her husband passed away in September, and they had always said, that he needed to get some life insurance, You know what? They never did. They never got around to it, and as a result, she's hurting. And financially and obviously emotionally. But you can't just keep saying, yes, yeah, someday, because let's face it, we all will die someday. some sooner than others, and don't leave it to chance.
Well, and because it oftentimes is unexpected, and so if it's unexpected and you haven't done the proper planning on the front side and have things in place, then you leave your family in sort of a lurch that they now have to sort all these things out. And, you know, whether you use a trust or you don't use a trust, or whether you take into account things like the opioid epidemic, for example, you know, do you want to try to control things from the grave? And do you have kids that maybe have some issues that rather than leaving them this huge distribution of cash, maybe you'd want to leave it in a follow-along trust for them? So those are all decisions you need to make before you die.
And while you're living, Steve, you mentioned some of the things of the living side of estate planning. Durable power of attorney is a legal document that I would consider part of estate planning, but it's to give people control of your assets that are in your name, like your 401k and your IRA, if you become incapacitated. Did not die, because when you die, your beneficiary takes over. But if you're incapacitated, your loved ones need to have access to the accounts to not only take care of you, but to take care of themselves as well. And if you're spending time thinking about your financial future, if you're wondering if you might run out of income in your retirement, we've seen a lot of situations, but I guess we really haven't seen yours personally, and we can help. We'd love to help you. We do it every day, and we'd love to help you get to your personal retirement goals, and we'd love to have you get started. It's three easy steps. Number one, discover. Schedule a visit with us. Sit down with us. Let us help you determine what your personal retirement goals and dreams are. Let's create a vision. We call it the vision meeting to help you discover what that ideal retirement looks like. It's a time to understand your personal concerns and your personal fears. Then secondly, we follow that up with evaluate. Using the Retirement Roadmap Review, we'll examine your current financial situation. We'll give you a complete assessment of where you are, that kind of red dot on the map, so to speak. We'll answer questions. Do you have enough? Are your fees too high? Are you taking too much risk? Are you being tax efficient? All those questions that most of you have running through your mind. So we'll give you a summary of the income, the investment, the tax, the healthcare, and the estate planning all in one document. Third step is to create a plan, and we'll help you get a custom strategy to help you reach your own unique retirement goals, a plan to give you the confidence that you need to really enjoy your retirement. And if you've saved $250,000 or more and you're ready to get serious about retirement planning, whether you're already working with someone, maybe you want a second opinion, maybe you haven't even gotten started yet, we are here to help. And we can't call you. You do need to call us. So call us now for the first 10 callers today at 314-328-4400. We'll take you through this retirement roadmap review. That's 314-328-4400. Just be one of the first 10 callers right now and get your personalized, complimentary retirement roadmap review.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back, everyone. Steve and Ken here on Your Retirement Highway. Thanks for being with us. So today we're talking about estate planning, legacy planning, one of the five cogs of the retirement planning wheel, which, as we've said many times, is income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and then this last cog, which is estate and legacy planning. So some of the things we were focusing on today, beneficiary blunders. We talked about some of the very famous people that have died recently and in the past that had accumulated significant assets, significant wealth, were setting themselves up to leave beautiful legacies to their families, but didn't put things in place, didn't do wills, didn't have trusts in place, made some serious mistakes, and therefore their families were left in a lurch, maybe left out in the cold altogether, or their estates had to get dragged through some serious lawsuits. So beneficiary blunders, make sure that you've got your beneficiaries in order. Really, really critical to make sure that that you have beneficiaries taken care of. Not planning for the death of a beneficiary. What happens? Do you name per capita or do you name per stirpes? Do you want your assets to pass to your children and their share if they predecease you to pass to their siblings or to their children per capita and per stirpes? Talked about not planning for the unexpected. Make sure you've got the right plan in place. And then finally, you know, not dealing with your own mortality. We're all going to die sometime, right?
There's a lot of things that can go wrong after somebody dies. Just don't make matters worse by failing to plan property. If you're worried about the cost of a qualified estate planning attorney, I'll tell you right now, it's a lot cheaper than litigation. And I've seen a lot of litigation in families' estates. It's been a privilege. It's part of our purpose here at Heisey Advisory Group is to do the radio shows, to help bring this information to all of you and help build your retirement planning confidence. We also have added and put that into written format with our book that is now out and available. The book is called Your Retirement Highway: How to Set Your Finances on Cruise Control. And it's been a passion of ours to be able to put our legacy in a place that really has an impact on people's lives. That's why we do the radio show. Our goal is to have an impact on your lives. It's why we've done the book, to be able to leave a legacy and have an impact on people's lives. And just want to thank you all for listening. And just know we'll be right back here next week, same time. And we wish you a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heisey Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heisey Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heisey Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.